On with the news. Police officers are under pressure after a summer of protests. Norfolk Community Law Service moves into larger city centre offices. And a rare car made in Norfolk fails to sell at auction.
Officers' holidays have had to be cancelled at short notice as anti-migrant protests at a city hotel have stretched police resources, a spokeswoman for the force revealed. Weekly demonstrations at the Brook Hotel in Beaufort have also had a financial impact, costing almost £169,000 for those held in August. The spokeswoman said the costings are a mixture of standard duty time and overtime. In many cases, we've had to cancel officer rest days at short notice to have sufficient resources. So equally, we recognise the impact this has on our staff too. She added, the cost of policing a protest at the Brook Hotel is on average about £56,000. In August, this has cost almost £169,000. Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner Sarah Taylor said the cost of policing the protests is business as usual for the force. She said, providing a police presence at protests is of course a standard part of policing, so while financial costs are being discussed here, to a certain extent these costs might be considered business as usual for the constabulary. That said, providing adequate police presence can require officers' rest days to be cancelled and tasks to change, often at short notice. Again, these adjustments would be considered part and parcel of policing life for officers and staff, but I am aware of the consequences of these changes, not least on the other areas of policing that they may otherwise be working in. The need for policing never ends, and the public's expectations of the police rightly do not change just because there is a protest taking place.
A therapy dog is bringing weekly happiness to care home guests. Sunny, a French bulldog, visits Brooklands Care Home in Norwich every Friday alongside her owner, 46-year-old Cossie businessman Oliver Milk, as part of the Pets as Therapy programme. Mr Milk said, "We talk about the area, their lives, and they have lots of lovely memories to share about the holidays they've been on. While the residents pet Sunny and enjoy her company, I get to chat with them. My wife and I love to do trips away, and I find myself getting home on a Friday afternoon feeling very inspired, not only about places to go, but also to live life to the fullest. Sunny's visits have become a weekly highlight for many residents." Julie Robinson, home manager at Brooklands, said, "Sunny and Oliver have become a very big part of our Brooklands family. Their visits mean so much to everyone. You can see the happiness in our residents' faces and hear it in the laughter and conversations that follow."
A growing need for free legal support has prompted a major expansion in Norwich. Norfolk Community Law Service, the NCLS, has relocated to larger offices at 4 Duke Street in Norwich after outgrowing its previous base on Prince of Wales Road. The move coincides with the charity's 40th anniversary and responds to rising demand for its services, which includes support with debt, domestic abuse, family issues, immigration, employment and welfare benefit appeals. The new office, formerly occupied by LiftShare, provides improved facilities for the charity's 38 staff and 170 volunteers and allows for more face-to-face appointments. More than 100 people attended the office's official opening, including Lady Pippa Dannett, Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, and NCLS President Bill Armstrong.
A rare car that was manufactured in Norfolk has failed to sell at auction after being listed for more than £100,000. The Vauxhall Lotus Carlton, which was one of just 300 sold in the 1990s, was made at the Lotus factory in Hethel. It had been up for grabs with iconic auctioneers at its auction at Silverstone last month. However, the car failed to sell and is now listed on the iconic auctioneer's website as available to buy for £110,900. The car has only done 29,000 miles in its 32-year history and is described as having exceptional originality throughout. Production of the Lotus Carlton and Lotus Omega, the model for the US market, began in 1990 and it was hoped that 1,100 of the cars would be built. But the recession in the early 1990s meant that the cars, which were priced at £48,000 and reached top speeds of 176 miles per hour, were not selling as well as anticipated. Manufacturing of the vehicles at the Lotus plant in Hethel was halted in December 1992, with only 320 Carltons being made.